Oh.
That's what I imagine happens when like a big black dude comes up to you and he's just like, take it, Ruben. And you're like, oh.
That's disgusting.
Hey, man. I'm just saying. That's, you know, with sound the gag reflex and shit.
Yeah, you should have a gag reflex.
I wouldn't know.
All dudes should have a gag reflex.
I wouldn't know, dog.
You don't have a gag reflex.
I don't know. I've never had it tested, dog. Oh, I don't need that. I'll fucking choke a motherfucker.
I
thought
you were just saying, no, I don't.
Bro, I don't have a gag.
Give me that football.
No homo, dog. No homo, but when I brush my teeth.
Look, what happens in football practice happens.
Yo, man. Every once in a while.
I had to be starting quarterback.
Every once in a while, you get challenged to something that you just can't do. I can't do it.
I want to be starting quarterback.
I can't do it.
Listen here, jeez. Dave.
Listen here, Steve. Only I am going to throw this ball moving forward.
Listen here, RJ. Whoever chokes on the salami first is the winner.
Jeez.
Jim, be the salami.
Anyways. I don't like the seat. I feel like somebody's behind me.
Another chair is behind you.
You have to tell me if someone tries to stab me and shit.
It's possible. It's possible, man. All right. Welcome to the World War III podcast. We are in sunny Baghdad right now.
Dude, is there any updates on that? I don't watch the news, so.
Yeah, Iran launched tens of missiles. Tens.
Of where? To where?
To some bases in Iran over there, Iraq, where Americans were at American military bases, where, you know, we're teamed up with the Iraqis. And you're joking. Tens, like not hundreds, not thousands.
That's all they got, dog. That's all they got.
Yeah, that's all they had.
Yeah.
Fucking tens.
Yeah.
Fucking Trump was probably like,
get the fuck out of here, bro.
You send people literally trying to start a war with me with tens of missiles? Y'all stupid. I got, let me count. I got kajillions of missiles.
You're like, he's like, I got four of them in my office as furniture right now.
That's right. That's right. The Secretary of State is sleeping on one right now, currently. I just nutted on a nuclear missile.
He's like, my first dog is sitting on his nuclear bed right now.
That's a bed right now. What's her name? What's a Felonia? Is that his wife?
Jeez.
Whatever her name is.
Trophy wife?
Yeah. I got her a missile.
Not a fucking blow-off valve? That was the biggest, longest blow-off valve ever.
It's on the Civic. That was his VTEC controller.
Oh.
Felonia got to... That's what I got her for a wedding gift. A missile. Tens of missiles. Tens of missiles.
So did anybody die? I haven't heard anything about this.
Because it was tens of missiles.
You're like, they literally just didn't even aim them right because they never had to shoot them.
I will say, though, Iranian Twitter, that shit's crazy because they got the missile launch on Iranian Twitter.
I'm sure you can find an American Twitter. No? Somebody didn't retweet the Iranian Twitter?
I mean, they did, but it was live on Iranian Twitter. They're like, hola. Muhammad Jihad.
I wonder, man. I wonder. Because, you know, we get one side of the propaganda, right? Where we're like, we're just trying to save the world. And we're always going to these countries to save them and help them out. There's no benefit for us whatsoever except the fact that we're wasting millions upon millions of dollars going to war and costing millions and millions of lives, potentially, for the idea that, you know... Hold on. It's a fucking emergency where we're at, apparently. Apparently.
Whenever he wants to turn.
Oh my god, I think he took the longest turn ever. Anyways.
The person who needs that is dead now.
Dude, they're not even trying to get anywhere.
No,
they're
not trying to get anywhere. Anyways, be a minority.
I'd lost my fucking point. Long story short, there's no benefit. So according to the U.S., it's always like, there's no benefit to us going out there. We're just trying to help out the people because we the shit. But then all of a sudden it's like, the poppy seed fields that nobody talks about and the oil that these fucking countries have. All of a sudden we have like a fucking wild hair up our ass for, Venezuela or some shit? What's that country down in South America that apparently has the largest oil now, more so than the Middle East? And we're like, no, those motherfuckers are treating their people bad. We might need to go down there and help them out. We're like, all of a sudden, huh? All of a sudden we need to go down there? Nobody ever mentions this shit. So it makes me wonder like what the other side of the story is, right? Wow. Like, what did Iran do, or what did we do that Iran's like, you know, fuck these dudes, I'm tired of this shit.
Fuck
these Americans and their freaking what are they like, always, we're always like, I dude, in my mind, in another country, Look at these little tuned-up cars. I should have brought my car. Anyways, in my mind, other countries probably see us as, like, just producers of dog shit media. Like Kim Kardashian and all that other shit. Like, we idolize just trash people.
I mean, not
trash people. Look at this Corvette right here. He's probably doing runs up and down the fucking road, just poning everything he can get to.
It's possible. It's possible. It might be.
Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
But, yeah, man. So, but I think Trump came out and said, all right, look, it's getting too crazy, guys. Let's have some peace. Let's negotiate shit. I killed one of your guys. Sucks for you. You shot tens of missiles at me, apparently.
What did we kill?
We killed one of their, like, Taliban generals.
When? I really don't watch the news.
On Friday.
Really?
Yeah, last Friday. That's why they're like, oh, you killed one of our generals. We're going to cut you.
How did that happen? We just captured him in the wild?
No.
He's getting Burger King. We're like, hey, come here.
Apparently, American government and Trump signed off on it, was like, hey, send this drone to kill this guy. Because they were like, hey, Trump, we know where this dude's at. You want us to blow him up? He's like,
yeah, why not?
Do it.
I haven't been in the news in 35 seconds, so.
Yeah, and they blew him up. So there you go. That's
press the happened. X on the Xbox controller.
Yeah, sure did, man. Sure did.
Send me who's that big name Twitch guy?
Pew Pew Die?
Huh?
Pie Pie Die?
No, not that guy. The other guy.
Which one?
Have a good night. The ninja dude.
Oh, what's his name?
Fuck's his name?
Ninja Ham.
Whatever, ninja. We'll call him ninja. He's gonna be like, Trump's gonna be like, hey, bring me that ninja kid to drive my drone over there.
Yeah, man. Pretty much.
I've seen him on Call of Duty, Steam stream. Damn, I can't even talk. His coffee needs to kick in.
So, man, they did that, and they said, we're going to get you back. And so they shot us with the missiles. That was it.
You're and like, now, and all of a sudden, this new holographic Halo-like shield came on the base. And we're like, where'd that come from? We don't know.
Crazy.
That just came out of nowhere, just like those stealth helicopters that we landed at one time that Osama was in that base.
And then we never heard from again.
Who knew?
Crazy.
That this technology was just sitting around here.
Yeah, man.
We found it in a box in the back somewhere.
Yeah. Got them ghosts from a...
Yeah.
From
Halo. Like, we sent this guy named, like, second in command chief or some shit. I don't know. He has some armor we gave him. Who fucking knows?
Right.
He's a big dude. He's like 9 foot tall, though. He's huge.
Right, man. So there you go.
I do love it when I see that in the media where it's all of a sudden this technology that nobody knew about was just there. Like, we just found it in a box in the back of a warehouse.
That's what you do. It's like at the end of Indiana Jones where they go into that place and that temple, and it's all the... not temple. That warehouse, and it's just like all the, like...
Yeah, I haven't seen those movies in probably 20 years.
Just like UFOs and aliens and shit. It's like,
wasn't that the whole thing with the last movie? That it was an alien head or some shit?
I love that movie. I don't know what people say.
I haven't seen it.
They're like, it's so dumb. I'm like, dude, they did the exact same shit the old movies did.
Was that the idea? The idea was that all that shit he keeps finding is alien shit?
No, it was just that one. Last one, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I love that shit. Because, you know, look, man. You know the U.S. budget for military shit is incredibly high. And there is like dozens, if not hundreds, of companies, private companies that make just weapons and technology. Who is that?
Closed.
Oh. And so somebody's got to be making some cool shit out there. Some nerd has been jerking off to Iron Man movies forever now. Wow. And he's like, I'm going to make the first Iron Man suit. And he just wants to be like shooting people with his hands. Just... You know what I mean?
Jerking off to it.
Some people get off on some weird shit, dog. Damn, she kills that music. Seems like your kind of music. You're like, you're not wrong.
No, I don't listen to that.
You're like, now that I'm dating Black Mystery Girl, I only like T.I.
Fuck. That's a deep reference. I only listen to R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. Pre the closet.
Dude, we went to, I gotta tell her this story. I gotta tell her another story relating to the story.
Before you get into that, I wanted to mention something real quick. I'm seeing your beanie, and you have a pin on your beanie.
Right.
So right on your forehead. Right. I'm really resisting the urge right now to just smack you in the fucking forehead.
Why?
Like, because I know the backing of that pin is going to smack your fucking forehead. You're going to have like a backing thing shaped hole in the fucking front of your face. It's like a button I just want to smack.
Yeah, you might.
Yeah, man. That thing, those backings are fucking huge. Why? Because they're protecting the pin. Yeah. The fucking nail that's close to your brain right now that I just almost want to like Muay Thai knee you in the fucking forehead.
First thing, I can't believe. Tell them what the pin is.
It's the two aliens from Toy Story. The little alien fucking toys.
Fucking legit.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is, like, I just look at that and I'm like, I want to hit it.
Well,
like,
not
like
that you violently, because you have violent tendencies, apparently.
Yeah, fucking, dog. I just see like, that as need, weakness. I'm like, I'm gonna fucking.
About that.
No, quick smack.
I have a bunch on my lanyard. If you've ever seen my lanyard.
Yeah, that's a weapon, though. If you see, that's a weapon for you. Because then if something ever pops off, you snap that that lanyard down. And then hopefully you're smart and you put all the pins on one side. So you just whip it around and just start fucking smacking people like in jail with socks and chain. And,
I'm going to wrap it around my hand and just start punching.
Yeah, man.
Special mofos.
That to me, though, I'm going to tell you right now. I just want to like just tap it. Just like this.
I had I forgot I had this one. But then I was like, I was like, should I put the little thing on here? Because, yeah, it's a little big, but this beanie is kind of thick, so I don't stupid.
Next time you should come in here. With, you don't know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, next time you should come in here with one of those fucking Goku pins or, like, three prongs on the side of your head.
No. No, but I normally, sometimes I bend this, I bend the little nail in there. I bend it down with, like, pliers. That's what I do on my lanyard sometimes. When I lose the backing,
Can you still put the backing on it when you bend it?
No, because I lost one to my Vegeta one, so I just bend it down. So I was going to do the same thing to this, but then I was like, nah.
That's going to fucking poke you right there. That's going to fucking jab you in
the
forehead.
It might be okay.
Yeah, but, you say that.
I was going to tell a story about R. Kelly, but it's fine.
Go ahead, tell your story, dog.
We went to this birthday party at this Skate R Us? I don't know.
Like ice skating or regular skating?
No, regular skating, like skate. They played Step in the Name of Love. I never heard that song before.
You haven't?
No.
Have you not heard it like in high school dance? You must have heard it in like high school dance or.
I didn't go to dance.
We went to the fucking, what was that thing? Not the homecoming, the senior dance or what is it called? The last one? Yeah!
Fuck. Hey, man.
It's been so long since we're in high school.
I know a great person who can, check your brain.
Much shit going on. I don't got time for this bullshit. I'm deleting the old past. I'm getting rid of the old files right now in the back of my head.
You're
like, and I'm
who
like,
are you?
And I'm like, prom. Ruben? I'm like, boom, throw that in the fire. Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck?
You're like, time to do the podcast now, Ruben.
Look at man. Ruben. That's your last name? Okay.
Show Escalante. You got an awesome name.
People walking behind me.
It's fucking Asian people. They're all one family. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's how it is in that community, dog. They literally run the restaurants by the family. Free labor.
I don't want to say this, but we're Asian place. Asian place. Vet. There's two Asian places and a vet right there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not going to say that's my vet, so I can't talk shit.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Tastes a little doggy.
Well, I don't eat at the Asian places, so I don't know what to tell you.
Mm.
My dogs have been fine so far, hopefully, knock on wood.
Watch, you didn't get one. You'll be like, why are paws covered in teriyaki sauce?
Oh.
Why do you smell like sweet and sour? The fuck?
Splinter Cell has stories about KFC when it comes to that.
Oh, fuck. That's disgusting. That's why I don't eat there. Last KFC? Time I ate there, I got sick.
What'd you eat?
Oh, fuck. I think...
You like coleslaw that had been sitting on a counter for a while?
Dude, I don't remember what it was.
Popeyes are nothing, dog. That's where I'm at now. Popeyes are nothing. My fat ass is going to have one final Popeye sandwich here soon. I'm going to start dieting down. Start cleaning up the diet, dog.
2020, here are the diet, son.
Fucking yoked.
Trying to get like those pictures?
Not that bad, dog. I was
like, I'm trying to look like this brick wall.
I'm gonna be like, see, the problem is if I do that, then I'm gonna be super douchey. I'm gonna like text you in the middle of the week and be like, yo, do you need to do some laundry?
Oh, fuck.
You know what I'm saying? Bring your own detergent.
Hey, Hey, John here. I feel gay asking you this, but...
got a photo shoot. You want to rub some baby oil on me?
Yeah, I got a... Hey, look. I bought this new G-string.
Oh!
I need you to hold the camera above me. Disgusting. While I get this good pump in my thighs.
Disgusting. I'm like, look, bro, no homo. But I got a bodybuilding show, and I need to use this tanning oil, and there's certain areas I can't get into.
I'm talking about my ass taint.
I need the lotion rubbed into there. You got me? No homo, bro.
Hey, look, I'm not Goro. I can't fucking reach my ass taint.
Ah, that's gross. No eye contact, though. Don't look at my eyes.
Hey, don't put your finger in there.
Actually, I don't need lotion in there, Ruben. They're not checking that.
Hey, actually, do it again, though. I kind of like
that. Gay.
Put it in
there. Gay.
Put it in and take it out again.
Nah. Nah, I'm not trying to get like that, dog. I'm just trying to get healthier.
Hey, how much raw cabbage did you eat today? I ate 2 pounds. I'm a shit a cube.
Dude, I will say, though, like, I've been going grocery shopping for, like, healthier shit. And it's like, all right, man, I'm trying to, maybe I need to add more vegetables in my diet, right? And so then I'm like, all right, I'm going to buy those big containers of salad. You know, like whatever your preference is, spinach, lettuce, fucking romaine. With that one that looks like totally like fucking weeds, where you're like, this is a fucking weed that's growing in my backyard right now. I could just literally grab that, wash it, and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. Whatever your preference is, I buy those things. And then I make these massive ass salads where you're like, dude, that thing is supposed to last you like 4 or 5 salads. I'm eating like maybe 1.5. Like it's...
That's for normal people.
Fucking
size.
Salads.
So my mom was saying, oh, for her birthday, her sister got her a gift card to In-N-Out. I'm like, oh, cool. I'm like, first thing, In-N-Out does gift cards? That's cool. I'm like, all right, how much? She's like, $15. I'm like, $15? I'm like, so where are you eating? Because that's a whole meal for me. She's like, well, me and you go, we spend like 12 or 13. I'm like, I'm being nice when I fucking go with you. When I go to In-N-Out, I get like 2 hamburgers, probably fries, maybe if I'm really hungry and I'm real fat ass, another fry. Like, that $15 is gone with me. And I get a large drink because I'm not trying to get up again.
Remember,
like, what are you doing?
Remember, didn't we do that when we ate out there with Boski and Craig?
Yeah.
We, like, just destroyed In-N-Out.
Yeah, man. We destroyed fucking everything.
Shout out to Boski and Craig.
Craig.
So, Craig. So look at your fucking face.
Yeah. You know what's up. Shout out to Craig. Yeah. I talk like this all the time.
You're doing that shit right. I'm like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's going on, baby?
So this is a podcast.
Yeah. My name's John. Then.
We got so many. We're what's on up? Spotify. You what's know up, what's baby? Up? Spotify?
Yeah.
But
I'll
yeah,
man.
Me,
though. I was like, my number.
I was like, $50? Damn, she don't like you, huh? Like,
I was going to say, your sister gave you a $15 gift card. She's kind of like, hey, here's a meal just for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than nothing, I guess. I'll take a $15 gift card to In-N-Out.
I was like, bitch, there's 3 other people in this house. Like, damn.
Damn, dog. It's not for you. It's not your birthday.
It could be. Fuck.
Random, dude, by the way. Also, like, unless your mom loves In-N-Out. It's such a random... That's what I'm going to start doing, dude. I'm going to start giving you gift cards to random shit.
Shit.
I'm like, here's a gift card to, like, that one place down the street that does, like, fucking pottery and shit. And you mm-hmm. just make your own little, like, crafts shit. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, that little thing that's, like, paint your own little pots.
Oh, you should do that.
Yeah, I'm going to give you random-ass gift cards.
I'm going to get you one to that place that does that back in your old neighborhood, though.
Here's a cock. You got to paint that the colors of... Whatever.
Hey, do you got a dusty brown?
Ugh. I'm going to give you like random shit. I'm going to be like, hey, man, here's a gift card to...
Saba's Western Wear.
Here's a gift card to fucking Goodwill. Knock yourself
there
out.
There you go. I'm like,
that's not random enough. I need something way more random.
All right. Goal for the next month, by the end of January, find the most random gift card you can.
I'm going to say give you a gift card to, like, Boot Barn.
There you go.
You know, or, like, that one store in the mall that's, like, Mexican stuff. Because I know you don't wear any of that shit, like the boots or go. Like the you know the shit you would see like in a music all video. Right.
You find a random place. I'm gonna find a random all place, right. And we'll come back end of the month. In the month, 1st of February, somewhere around there.
I'm going to give cards to, like, a random ice cream man. And the goal is you got to find the ice cream man it belongs to.
The fucking Palatero man and shit. By Boski's house.
Oh, fuck. I should import a gift card to a place that is not in the city. Like, you got to go fucking out of state for it.
Here's a gift card to a national park for three people. You're like, why three people?
I don't know.
Because I couldn't, it had to be for, no, three people is too good of a number. I'm going to get it for like seven people, because we don't know seven people. And to a national park for a day of camping, but it's in Wyoming.
Yeah, something random as there fuck like that. Yeah, like right, like you got to go out of your way to use it. Yeah, yeah. It's almost like you almost got to get a gift card for like $5, because you don't want to waste it.
Yeah, man. It's going to be good.
It's going to be some shit, too, you'll never use. Like, I'm going to be like, here's a tick gift card for hunting, so you can go hunting.
I mean, I might hunt. I might kill a deer.
You never go hunting. You know how fucking much work it is to go hunting? You're about to quit Neo. You can't even fucking go hunting. Somebody die over there?
No, it looked like a fucking ghost coming out of the ground. Or there's a car over there.
Well, the good thing is it sees you first, so I could just go around this pier and then just dip out the back.
Oh, I know. It's going to be a fucking dark-ass gift card, but it's going to be...
Here's a gift card for your cemetery.
That's what I was thinking. Fuck.
Here's one for your cremation.
You know where they have my grandmother's funeral? Right there.
Oh, fuck. Like, by my old neighborhood?
Yeah. I'm like, hey, you guys remember me?
Hey, you know, I never really put two and two together that I lived very close to a cemetery.
Dude, I told you that.
No, I mean, I know you told me that, but when I was living there, I never really made that connection.
I said that like 30 times a day. I was like, hey, man.
I just tune you out.
Yeah, I was like, hey, man. So, you know, you live real close to a graveyard. And you're like, yeah. You're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. So, you know how the other guest room's haunted? You're like, yeah. Okay. So, you know how you live close to the graveyard and the other guest room's haunted? So, maybe the ghost came from the graveyard? And you're like, no.
Steve? Nah, Steve didn't come from the graveyard.
Nah, he didn't come from there. He's cool, though.
He died here.
I'm like,
okay. He died right there where you're standing.
I'm like, yeah, I was like, oh, okay, cool. I saw a hand waving by to me when I was leaving the other day. Yeah, like, shut the fuck up. Play Cash or Crash It. I'm like, okay.
I'm like, yesterday when I was leaving, he smacked my ass on the way out. Like, yeah, Steve likes to play pranks. What are you talking about? Yeah. Who do you think plays your character on Cash or Crash It and you're not here? Why do you think you're such a good level? Fuck, man. Stop hating on Steve. Jesus.
You're not getting this good on Call of Duty for no fucking reason. Fuck, you whine so much. Steve don't.
Steve don't whine at all. And he doesn't eat my food.
Well, if you want to stay tonight, go in the guest room with Steve.
Go cuddle with Steve.
Look, those doll heads just turn around by themselves.
Dude, I don't get those doll head shit, dude. Anybody that has those old creepy, like, ceramic-headed dolls, why do you have those?
Dude, So my grandmother's house is over there. The one who died, by the way. I had to go into her haunted room. It was in the back for something or another. Because she was like, oh, hey, mijo, go in there. I'm like, okay. Before I understood what was in there. And so I went in there and I was like, first thing, it was all fucking dark in there. Like, it was pitch darkness in there. And then I turn on the light and it's just a fucking, like, chain of doll heads just hanging from the...
Shut the fuck up.
No, it's a fucking chain of, like, doll heads. And I'm like... What the fuck is this?
What do you mean a chain of doll heads?
A chain, like, hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Of, like, doll heads.
Why? Why is that a thing?
I don't know. Now, I guess she, like, back in the day, like, you know, 5 years ago when she was in better health. You can't see me air quotes, better health. When she was better health, she used to, like, make dolls.
Creepy. Anybody that makes dolls is creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, creepy shit, dog.
Yeah, so I went in there, and I'm like, This is fucking creepy. And I was like, Dad. Come in here. He's like,
what'd your dad say?
He's like, what, mister? He's like, where are you at, first thing? I'm like, I'm over here. He's like, oh, fuck. What? Why?
Dude, that's weird,
man.
I'm
like, come in here right now. And he's like, I'm like, what? Look at this. He's like, oh, shit. What is that? I was like, it's a bunch of doll heads, man. He's like, why? I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm like, I'm just saying, we watch Ghost Adventures a lot. And normally when the Ghost Adventure people see a bunch of doll heads, they're like, so we're fucking leaving. And I don't mean you are still right here. So I don't know. I think we have a problem.
Fuck that.
He's like, fucking put the padlock back on the door.
So, I mean, what was that? Our crafts room?
Yeah, I guess. Fuck that, dark dude. Crafts room and shit.
Fuck that. Fuck all of that. I would have been
That's a fucking true story, by the way.
Burning the house down.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm still trying to do. I'm still trying to burn the house down. Thank you. I'm glad you understand.
You're like, insurance money, here I come.
Yeah.
Fuck that, dog. Can that 350Z be any more louder?
Dude, he's going 1 mile an hour.
Jesus, man. This is the new tuner scene or some shit. I should have brought my car.
Should have. Next time, bring fucking it.
Fucking pony motherfuckers.
Yeah, bring it next time, son. Let them know.
Got to.
Let them
Got know. To.
Yeah, man. Yeah, hood. Yeah. Yeah.
Getting a little chilly, dog. Oh, hey, it sounds like chilly, dog.
I wish I had a nice warm coffee. Motherfuckers out here.
It's your bath. We're not going in there, dog.
Dude, I was making a fire playlist of Ed Sheeran.
Well, I mean, what is that? Why is that my problem?
It's not. It's these people, they close at 8:30.
48 degrees outside. We're over here bitching about 48 degrees.
You know that one lawyer I send you law information about?
Yeah.
She was saying, I guess it's going to snow in Texas where she lives.
Thought she lived here.
No, she was in Texas.
Oh.
And she was like.
It does snow in some parts of Texas.
And she was like, fuck that. She's like, I like it hot. Real hot. And I was like.
That's her being a hoe.
Yeah, I was like, that's you being for hoe activity. She's like, no, just because I like it hot. I like the hot temperature. That's why I live in Texas. So I was like, skeptical hippo thinking skeptically says.
Where did we get his skeptical hippo from?
You just started saying it one day.
I don't know where we got that from. That should be a sticker. Fucking just squinty-eyed hippo looking sideways and shit.
Okay. All right. Speaking of that, here you go. Open. Black Mystery Girl got us a gift.
Okay. So tell me the history. What's the point of this? What's the idea behind this?
Look it. You'll see.
Is this like a giant dildo?
It's a giant black dildo.
Please tell me you didn't use this with her at some point.
Ew.
It's like a pegging device I should worry about. Got one hand, so we're going to have to fucking double team this.
No.
I want to get this dirty. She got a shirt?
Shirt, son.
Now we have to wear these in public. You know that, right?
Yeah, man.
So there's black shirts with white text, and they say hashtag poncho side boob, hashtag apparently, and hashtag don't want these feet. Oh, fuck, that's awesome. They both say the same thing?
No, mine says something different.
That's fucking awesome. Where'd she get these made?
I don't know.
Are they in the back? Are they on the back?
Yeah, it's on the back.
Pie life, too much thigh meat, and ropes. I think if this is yours,
yeah,
I think yours might be worse than mine.
It definitely is.
Because I think if you're walking around, you have... Dude, this has to be a thing. We almost have to go somewhere very public and walk around with these.
Yeah, we have to like sew a sticker on the front because she didn't have the logo, so she didn't put it on the front.
Too much thigh. I mean, we don't have a logo. We just have that design I have where it's like a cartoon version of us. Yours might be worse than mine, which is more hilarious because then I can get a kick out of it. Because Pancho side boob, probably people are like, oh, that guy's Mexican as fuck, right? Apparently, not that big of a deal. You don't want these feet, kind of funny, especially in the car scene, right? If I'm walking around the pavilions, people are like, cool, all right, that's funny. Yours, though, is kind of more raunchy, which is funnier for me. Because you've got pie life.
That can mean anything.
Too much thigh meat. And ropes. Dude, we almost have to walk around with these somewhere. Yeah. Like, if we ever go to one of those anime conventions, we have to wear these. Mm-hmm. And people start asking, like, what the fuck these shirts are even about? We're like, here's a podcast. Go listen to it.
Right.
Yeah, dog. This is the shit. Tell her thank you. Thank you, Black Mystery Girl. So this is fucking hilarious. The only thing
she wants is she wants us our podcast to be 2 hours long.
2 hours long?
Yeah.
Dude, what happened to you wanting to do segments and shit? You were going to have... What is it? What's taking so long getting money, by the way?
They're robbing the bank.
Oh, okay. What's you were like going to have segments and you were going to have like research topics and you
Nah, man. It's going good this way. I'm saying
if she wants 2 hours, how are we going to do 2 hours of...
We were bushing just fine.
Shit.
We're doing great, man. Yeah, man. Fucking shirts are fucking...
Shirts are hilarious. We probably should get like a logo or some shit for
Yeah, I gotta ask podcast. Where she got them done at exactly.
You know, I think I can actually make some basic ass shit with the shit I have at home.
Oh yeah.
Like, but they're not motivated results quality. You know what I'm saying? Fuck. You know what I'm saying? But they're good because they're like the problem is like the text would be a little thicker, like the vinyl, like it'd be vinyl basically. Mm-hmm. But I could probably do it. I can probably get it done.
Yeah, man. So there you go. There's.
You need a logo though. I still have some of the stickers. We should probably go sticker bomb some shit at some point. Especially because the weather is nice now versus, you know, 120 where the stickers just melt onto everything you put them on.
That's exactly what we need. We need to melt. Needs to melt on stuff.
We need we need to use up those stickers.
Yeah, man. So, there you go. Hilarious.
That's fucking awesome. Thank you. That's awesome. Yours is funnier than mine, which I think it's funny for me because I get to see people's reactions. Like, if someone's behind me and they read my shirt, I can't see how offended and or funny they find it. But with yours, I get to look around while people read your shirt and I fucking get to laugh.
Pancho side boob, man. What a
Pancho side boob. That's the shit. That's awesome.
I'm not sure how
that's exactly roleplay Thursday, dog. That's roleplay Thursday. Wow. You know what I'm saying? I got my list. You gotta have like here's my list.
Oi, puppy, you want oranges?
Damn, why you gotta go hella racist? All right, here's a list. You gotta have Pancho side boob. You know what I'm saying? Just because right. That's part of the podcast now. You have to have sexy librarian and or office secretary.
Right.
One of the same, right? Have to have crazy sexy lingerie night with the whole garters and the little, you know, little you know, little snap on thingies. You know what I'm saying? The one that's like almost like an armor you gotta take apart,
right.
You know?
Right.
Then you have to have dirty like cartoon character, so you got either like a Felicia or a Psylocke. I get crazy, you're like, oh, the Phoenix, you know, whatever you're into, right? You get a little crazy Marvel character you want to get into. I got you. What else is some of my my go-tos? I have more, but it'll come to me.
That's you got a couple, huh?
Well, you gotta have to have like a variation, you know, because if you do Roleplay Thursday 1 week, you're not going to want Roleplay Thursday and be like, oh, we're going back to sexy secretary. What the fuck? Again? Didn't we just do that? How many books do I own that I didn't bring back in time?
A lot, man. People do that.
I'm just saying. There's only so much you can carry the fantasy. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep going. You're like, oh, man.
I got you.
Today, I'll be like the gardener and you're like the chick who didn't have the money to pay me. And so, got to pay me somehow, wow. You know?
So... So we gotta keep going with the list. You can be the guy who's cleaning the pool.
Yeah, I'll be the pool guy, and then you know, like, I'm doing a really bad job. So like, hey, the lonely housewife comes out. She has to
clean the pool that way. Well, sorry, I'm new to this. I've only cleaned those pool walls.
You got a full porno on it, don't you?
You're like, yeah. Put you down.
You know what we should do one day? What? We should write a script.
Pornos?
We should write a script for a porno. Uh-huh. And then just like have either one or two people here read the script.
It's like, hey, do you want these strawberries?
What the fuck? You gotta go racist, dog. Jesus. Ugh. No, what I mean is, like, we'll get totally, you know what we should do? We should totally do this. We'll write a few scripts, and then we'll just get people from Starbucks and be like, excuse me, would you guys like to read a script for us? Yeah, okay, you're going to be hot dude number one, and you're going
to
be
lonely
housewife number two.
Trying to get real sued.
What do you mean sued? Why are we getting sued? They're just reading the fucking scripts. We're not telling them to, like, literally jerk him off under the table. Like,
okay, look, now...
And then what if we get a couple that's struggling and then this reinvigorates their sex life and then just sparks the relationship again?
I'm like, okay.
We're saving people here, dog.
For this one, you're a Subway sandwich. Sorry, we can't use Subway. You're a
firehouse subs.
Yeah, you're a long sandwich artist.
You're a and you're a the customer. You're a trail. Fuck. What's up? What are those? You're a speed bullet train Subway person. That's what you are. And you're making a sandwich for this woman that just came in.
Yeah. So, hey, you want some meat on that?
What the fuck? No, man. We have to have legitimate scripts, all right? You know what I'm saying? I think that we challenge ourselves and we get something that we make a script.
Something like...
that's intriguing.
Hey, stepsister. Daddy just left.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fuck all that, dog, dude. Those pornos are fucking annoying. Like you find something you kind of think you're gonna be interested in. You're like, yeah, this is gonna be the shit right here. You're like, yeah, right. I go from going like, yay, guys, and I'm like, yes, tell me about your story, right? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like the girl's like, hey, stepbrother. I'm like, oh, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, man. I always go to
nasty
those.
Shit. Mute.
I always go to those because they got banging bitches. And then I'm like, okay, just don't say anything about it. Because that's going to make my raging hard dick just go away. You know?
Balloon out.
Yeah.
Soften up.
And then sometimes they don't say anything. I'm like, all right, good.
Cool.
Other times they're like, well, I don't know if I should put my dick in you. You are my sister.
Oh, my God. And she's like,
well, it's only stepsister. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
You're like, shut up. Take
shut
this dick.
Shut the fuck up.
You know what the worst ones are? The one where it's just like, you're like, all right, I got past this stupid storyline. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm good now, right? I can just fucking watch what's going on and interact, right? Like, now, in the middle of the fucking act, the chick's just like, oh, like, what if your stepdad comes home right now? And yeah. I'm just like, or what if your dad comes home? And I'm like,
you're like, listen, in real life, it hasn't stopped me. So on this free preview, shut the fuck up and keep going.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are terrible,
and also,
dude.
There was like...
You are my stepsis. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
It's like, oh, I'm nutting in your mouth. I'm like, why are you giving me a description?
I can see it.
I can see it.
That's a piece of shit. What is this?
Yeah, man.
I don't even know what this thing is. Anyways,
it's gone. Yeah, man. That's
Yeah, I hate those, man. I don't need the commentary. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need the. I see what's going on. I got it. Yeah. I can put two and two together.
Yeah, and then and then she'd just be like, okay, well, we better stop. I'm like, what? You know, I need to see some evidence of what happened. I can't just assume this is a visual platform. Like, what just transpired?
Yeah, I'm not into it, dude. Not into it.
Yeah, man.
I don't know why that's such a rage now, that whole, like, stepdad, stepmom, stepsister. Like, I mean, you're literally once... Literally, that's the next... That's literally is the next... apparently. Yeah. Anyways, you're literally one hop skip away, or maybe even one fucking... One misstep into a fucking falling forward face first into like a straight,
I saw one like that.
A straight, oh jeez, a straight brother sister shit, or like mother daughter son shit, like, you know what I'm saying, like, or dad daughter shit, which for some reason seems like the most disturbing out of all of them. But anyways, you're very close. You're using that edge, like women use G strings. Okay,
man,
you're just
barely covering.
Barely, man. Yeah. You need to go back. What happened to the days of like, hey, Miss Thompson, is Bob here? I'm here to hang out with Bob. No, Bob's not here. Don't come. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the good old days.
What
of like
the good old days?
Of like, hey, Cheryl, you can't pay rent. How are you going to do it?
Those are the good old days for you?
Yeah, man. You know, just basic stuff.
You know what the good old days for me were? Like the days of like, didn't have internet. So you didn't.
Ceiling titty?
You sent me a picture of a fucking light yesterday. You're like, look, dude, ceiling titty.
Yeah, that's the one my mom wanted in her closet. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Dude, I have those lights all over my house.
Fucking weird, yo.
And they're always been
you're
like
murderer.
That.
You're a murderer.
Shut the fuck up. I knew you were a murderer. It's like I'm all like, yeah, turn that light on. Turn that light on. No,
you
no.
You got on timer, you're like, oh, just 10 seconds. Today, if I try hard enough, I can hit it.
Oh, I'm gonna coat that light.
20 seconds after, you're like, I'm so disgusted. I gotta clean it off. Now.
I made it though.
I made
success.
It, though.
One of these days, I'm gonna send you a picture and be like, look, dog, I did it.
Fucking gross. I'm leaving. Disgust me.
You know what would be a good one for the shirt? Maybe we do a version two or like. Toaster strudel, or like,
oh, fuck.
or like feet syrup. You know what I'm saying? People are gonna get it.
There you go.
People are gonna get
the
it.
The next version gotta be more ambiguous.
More ambiguous? Yeah. I think you think those are more. I think those are less.
Feet syrup. What is that? That could be anything. Toaster strudel. What is that? Those could be breakfast items.
That's the name. Maybe we should come out with like. I don't think anybody buys shirts, but it'd be funny if we did some like hashtag stickers or some shit. You know. Yeah. Anyways. I mean, I remember the good old days. My good old days are what I mean by that is like the days of like the first porno, right? And it was like that channel that was like the Spice Channel. And you were just like, I didn't have it. So it was all blurry. And every once in a while, you would just be like, I think that's a boob right there.
Like, oh, pixelation. You see,
and the crazy part is like, wasn't the noise good?
Mm-hmm.
Like the sound was good, right? You knew, you heard what was going on, but you just didn't see it. And every once in a while, I'd be like, I saw something there for a second.
Yeah, man. For a brief second.
You know when, like, you see something, you stare at something, and then you close your eyes, and then you could kind of still see it in your eyes for a while? You close your eyes right away, and you're like, what did I just see?
Right. Right.
Like, what did I just see? I think that was a boob. Or maybe it was just a ceiling light.
It could be anything.
Could be anything.
Yeah, man. Speaking of porn-related subjects. So, you know, Candy Cane season's over.
Candy caning season's over, dog.
Gotta come up with a new one. And I was like,
what's the next thing?
Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
Well, you don't want to do anything for Martin Luther King Day? You know what I'm saying? That's coming around the corner. You're dating Black Mystery Girl. You gotta do something for Martin Luther King Day, dog. You gotta celebrate Martin Luther King Day.
I don't think I can think of anything sexual for that.
I mean, anything I say at this moment is going to be very...
That's what I'm saying. I can't think of anything...
Anything I say right now is going to come off very ignorant, so I guess I'll just shut up.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to...
No, fuck it. You just got to go with... You got to go with, I had a dream dick day. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Or like...
I had a dream of putting this dick in here.
That's the least offensive thing we could probably come up with.
I had a dream of nothing in that.
That sounds like a Biggie line.
Yeah, that's a song. I had a dream.
You can go real dark with it too. You'd be like, you ever seen those videos of like those old black and white videos of just people treating black people all fucked up? And there's those videos where they would take those fire hoses and just fucking shoot people with them.
Uh-huh.
He used to go up to your girl and be like, see that video right there, girl?
That's
what I'm going to do to you later. Just like that. You're going to be that little girl getting shot by that thing up against the wall.
Oh, my God.
And that's the darkness we're going into right now.
I thought you were going to say something about him getting shot. I'm like, how are you going to make that sexual?
No, we're not going to go there. We're not going to go there.
Guess who else is getting shot in the head?
Oh, fuck. Oh. 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 Point blank, baby. Point blank.
Oh, fuck. We're going to be off of Spotify this
week. Dude. We just offended everyone. Oh, fuck.
Shit.
We went dark on that one. You ever hooking up with the girl or whatever, and then shit's going crazy, and then you're just like, oh, you know, put it in my face or some shit, right?
Right.
And you're just kind of like, cool. And then all of a sudden, you're just kind of like, you know, you just go for it. in the mouth hole region. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You ever like think yourself, you're like, it's slightly disrespectful, but then you're just kind of like point blank range. You think yourself like that? You're like, no way I can miss this one.
You're like, she ain't getting pregnant this way.
You're like, this is not the intention of man.
This is not what they intended in the church.
Man, we just took a fucking left turn right there. We literally just flipped a bitch in the middle of this podcast.
Hey, man. That's where you, that's how you, you, when you get on this train, you're not going point A to point B. You're going point A to D to Z. Back to B.
How long? I mean, I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, dude, most people nowadays wouldn't get the fact, they wouldn't understand unless they've been with us for a long time as to why this is called Monday's Locker Room Talk. I was thinking about that the other day, right? Like this is a reference to some dumb shit Trump said. Was it during his election? Or was it after he was already in office?
After he was already in office, something they brought up.
Okay, because he's already been in office for a while. How long has he been in office now? Has it been four? That means this... how old is this fucking podcast?
Like three?
Fuck. That's crazy. And to still have two listeners is crazy.
Fucking insane. Insane.
You and me count as those two.
I don't listen to this.
Fuck. I'm putting all this work into a podcast for me.
What is this bullshit?
Oh, shit.
Anyways, I was going to say, so Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's your thing?
Can only say Valentine's Day, dick. But then I gave
too
you...
Too easy, too easy.
Right. But I also gave you an Urban Dictionary entry, because, you know, I'm going to start putting those in there.
You should have already been putting them in
there. I'm going to put them all in there together. And I'm going to link the fucking podcast.
You got to put them all separate, dog. You got to put toaster strudel in.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm
going
to put them all.
You got to put...
But I'm going to put them in there all together boom. At once so I remember.
Oh, I got you.
And so it's called The Bleeding Heart.
Wow, that sounds bad already.
Yeah, man. It's I'm not going to lie. I'm going to give you the terminology.
What is The Bleeding Heart?
So it's just like candy caning, except we just switched the holiday. Instead of candy cane, it's a heart, because, you know, it's
candy cane is already like, ugh.
So now it's a heart, because it's Valentine's Day. So your girl on her period, and you feel the urge to be about that pie life. It's called The Bleeding Heart. There you go.
Hey, man, every once in a while, you gotta risk it for the biscuit.
That's right.
And maybe Valentine's Day is the week that your girl is on her flow.
Mm-hmm.
Her time of the month.
Right.
Her monthly visitor.
Right.
Her... Fuck, I ran out of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I was going with? I was going to go with the... what's it called when you put your dishwasher in a cleaning cycle? Like a cleaning cycle, I guess.
The dishwasher?
Yeah, yeah. It's got to be like a thing for like a cleaning cycle, but then I guess it's not a clean scene. Anyways, that's why I lost it. I lost it. It's over. It's over. The coffee is losing its flavor.
Then, I got one more too, Urban Dictionary.
All right, what do you got?
Called the Dragon's Breath.
What's the Dragon's Breath, dog?
It's a lot less worse, man.
It sounds a lot less worse.
Yeah, I know it does. I know this. After said person throws up, and then they try to kiss you.
Why are they throwing up in the first place?
Hey, man, maybe you've been out partying.
I thought you were... Dragon's Breath to me, I thought you were going to go with the whole, like, after you just bust in her mouth and she swallows, and she's like, you know, Dragon's Breath.
No, we'll call that the alien.
The reverse venom suit?
There you go.
Ugh.
Yeah, man.
The reverse anti-venom suit.
The reverse anti... There you go. The anti-venom. Yeah, man. So there you go. I got some new terminologies for you.
Is that the next thing? Is Valentine's Day the next thing?
Man. I'm going to go all out this year.
What are you going to do, dog?
Buy some electricity.
You're like, I'm going to buy some we all need.
You like that heat?
Pay that water bill.
That's right. You like that water? Fucking welcome.
You're like, I'm going to let you take a shower as long as you want this time around. No longer going to bang on your door until you get the fuck out. The water costs money. Nope. All you, baby. I got you a shower.
That's right.
And you know what's funny, though? I think actually women would enjoy that. If you just let them shower in that hot water, that boiling ass
hot
fucking water that they dip, mm-hmm. they dip fucking lobster in. That's the kind of shit that women like to take showers in.
Yeah, no, I'm aware.
Yeah.
I'm aware. Because I burned my sack off one time.
You're like, my sack looks like Deadpool does without the mask. Yeah,
man. It's very close.
Yeah, man. Women like to take showers way too hot. I'm like, what do you guys have? Diamond skin? What the fuck?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's a little hot.
That's crazy to me. I don't know how that happens. You know, and it's all women. It's all women.
You know, on Lord of the Rings, when Sméagol finally goes into the lava? That's how hot.
That's a deep-ass reference. Somebody has to commit 13 hours to be able to understand that one. Hey, man.
If you're not watching Lord of the Rings trilogy, I don't know what you're watching in life.
I haven't seen that forever.
Still the best movies ever. Still the best movies. Yeah, man. Oh, speaking of why I'm gonna buy electricity. So, you know, I'm on the market for a place to live, right?
Again?
I mean, I'm always looking.
I thought you said you're gonna wait till February.
Yeah, but I'm always looking.
Oh,
I want to know what like prices are and shit.
Gotcha.
Fluctuations in the market.
I gotcha.
Hey, don't I use big words sometimes?
Yeah.
Right.
Why?
Like Mr. Girl's like.
You stupid.
I use a word that she's like, what the fuck that mean? I'm like, no, I use big words all the time. She's like, spell it. I was like, I can't do that because I'm not a good speller. But I can give you the definition. And I can use it in a sentence. But yeah. Anyway, so. Hey, man, we got to know our strengths.
You're like, Google's a shit.
Yeah.
Go look it up.
And I'll tell you how far I even went. I'll show you my apps here. Look, I got dictionary right there.
You do have a dictionary.
Yeah.
Why the fuck are your text messages always misspelled if you have a fucking dictionary, dog? I understand you, because I've gotten probably like 3 million text messages from you in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is, you fuck sometimes up. You fuck it up sometimes.
But I
get you. I understand you.
I do that sometimes. I'm not going to lie to you. And I think it's because I'm dyslexic as fuck, man. I'm not going to lie to you. So.
You need to read more books, what you need to do.
I'm not gay. I told you that.
Read more books, dog.
Only gays read books.
I'm just saying, you read more books.
Canadians. Gay-ass Canadians. So, yeah. So, I found a place, right? And I'm like, this is a nice place. I kind of like it.
Kay.
Looks good. The problem is. It's right on that borderline, man. That borderline of the fucking ghetto and like the decent part of town.
You'll have to tell me the area after the podcast.
Like it's
by our old neighborhood?
Oh no, I didn't say where we're gonna get murdered. Fuck.
You're like, no, I would never live there guns in every corner.
I wouldn't go there without fucking Deadpool living with me.
You're like, you know those cameras you have outside your house? You're like, I need turrets on all those.
Yeah, exactly. I would have to have a fucking Weapon X. You know, not Wolverine, Weapon X.
You're like, I need those little turrets that you get on, not Bioshock. What's that game you like? Borderlands?
Oh, Borderlands,
The ones that you put down on the ground, they just automatically shoot everybody.
Yeah, man, that. But anyways, right on the edge, man. Right on it.
Why don't you go further out, man? You work out in the fucking middle of nowhere. And if you're moving in with her, she lives in the middle of nowhere. So she might as well come into town.
No, but the problem is this one is for a really good price.
Right.
So that's why I was like, well, it's not that far. It's close to the freeway. It's all good. Problem is, I might get shot, though. So like, I'm not trying to get shot or get a home invasion.
Dude, I had friends who had home invasions. You know why?
Why?
Because they lived in the fucking hood.
Fuck.
Like, the south side. And you're like, they've had like two home invasions.
So people just, like, they're at home.
Yeah.
And then people just barge in and shit.
Like one time, I think they broke down his fucking door. The second time, I think he opened the door for someone and they just bum rushed him.
Man, I don't open the door for no fucking
dude. If I lived on the south side, I'm gonna tell you this right now. If I lived in the ghetto, which is the bad side of town, if the, on our city, it's in the south side. If I lived in the south side, all my windows would have those security metal bars, and my door would have two layers of those security fucking doors. Nobody's trying to bum rush me, all right? If I'm opening the door, I have a gun to my fucking hand, like right outside the trigger, right outside. So if somebody just does anything, it just slips in there, pow, yeah, pow, man. Pow, pow.
Yeah, man. And then, see, the bad thing I don't like is it has it. Where the master bedroom, because it has two rooms, they both have access to the outside.
The rooms have access to the outside?
Yeah, because it's two bedrooms. So, like, the master bedroom has a room that goes outside. And then, like, the other guest room also has access to outside. So, I'm like, that's just...
So, you're all on the first floor?
Yes.
What if you're on the second floor?
No, it's just first floor. It's first floor apartment area. And I'm like, that's cool, but also that's bad because that's another access point somebody can break into.
Yeah. You got to get those locks I showed you. Those ones are like heavy duty and you just fucking click and then you're like, good luck, man. You see that angry video of that fucking SWAT guy trying to break through that door. He can't do it. He was getting winded and shit. That's what you need.
That's exactly what I'm...
That's what you need.
You're buying five of those, right?
Yeah. 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 And I'm about to get way more cameras. I'm about to be the inside of Resident Evil up in my house.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, welcome to the hive, bitch.
Yeah, I want that little creepy girl that just comes in and
aren't
says...
Aren't you supposed to be a girl? Nah, fuck her. I killed her. The DMX of this bitch. Rough.
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 Rough. What you want from the N-word? It's like, wow, you're aggressive. Where my package at? That's not how the song goes. Where my package at?
Oh, shit. Yeah, dog. Well, I don't know. I mean, you're not in a hurry. Why don't you just fucking keep looking around?
Yeah, man.
I still think you should go somewhere.
I found another one closer to where I work. By the hobo camp.
The fuck is a hobo camp?
Hobo camp is where all the hobos sleep.
There's an area where all the homeless people go?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We have one? Yeah. In the city? It's like LA now where there's like a fucking area where all the homeless people are?
Not all of them. I mean, if the hobos can get that far out, I'm surprised anybody can get that far out there.
I mean, how big is it? How, like, because the LA one's like a mile or two, isn't it?
No,
like,
it's not that big.
You're like, there's four of them camping out, sharing a bin of fire.
Yeah, man. It's like... I don't know, probably like 5-6 people. No more than 10.
Oh, okay. It'll eventually grow, kind of like LA.
I know that they had it on the side of, like, because it's in the creek. They had it on the side, not the creek, the river, riverbed. Do you know this river that is over here?
Yeah.
It goes all the way up there. And so it's that river. And they had it, like, on the side of it, of, like, the embankment. And then the cops came and was like, get the fuck out of here. And if you're going to do that, like, go under the bridge or some shit.
What was it? January? No. 5th of July, they had a giant fire by the river down here.
Oh, yeah?
And it was like, oh, because, you know, there's no fucking water. Right. It's a dry river. Why don't you just cover the bitch? But anyways, it's full of plants and trees and shit. And the next day, it was, like, on fire. And people were like, oh, fireworks must have gone off on it. Some people were saying... Somebody's trying to hide a body and just burning it there, but whatever.
Surprisingly, a human body won't just light on fire. You need to put some accelerant on it. Not that I know that for sure or anything.
You're like, no, I've watched Breaking Bad. You need to put it in acid. That's the way to go.
I mean, you should. Also, your puny fire is not going to, you know, melt the body. What are you, a Charizard and shit? Like,
like Magmar could have done it. Yeah. Like, if you had a Magmar,
yeah,
he could have done it.
My Moltres could have done it. Level 100. Not to brag.
Dude, did you ever get your shit to level 100 without rare candy?
Level 80.
I was going to say, getting to 100 is hard without rare candy.
Yeah, man, because after level 80, 81, it's fucking like playing Neo. It's fucking taking you forever. I don't got time like that.
Right, because nothing gives you enough experience to get them that high. But anyways, off the nerd rant. Well, keep looking, man. I think you'll find a place, but I think it's going to take you some time. I still think you should go somewhere else. Like, don't try to stay in the city. I think going maybe by your work will be better because you'll be in town.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be in town, and she's... That looks creepy. Why are people using the grudge filter on Instagram?
Mm.
Or what's that one? What's that creepy video? The grudge. The grudge is a little girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the one about the video?
The ring.
The ring. Why are people using the ring filter on Instagram?
I don't know, man. People do that.
I'm not mad at it. So. Yeah. I mean, long story short, my point is that you can find a place.
Oh, snap.
Oh, it's a chrome, like a pink chrome boo?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, man. So,
I can't say you keep looking, dog. I say you keep looking. Well, that's our hour, yo. Fucking went quick. People are like driving through here being like, what are these fucking weirdos doing just sitting outside of a Starbucks? Holding
he's jerking me off.
Dick-like shaped objects in their face.
He's jerking me off underneath the table.
My arms are that long, dog.
Ow.
Did that hurt? That was a soft slap to your little pin there.
No, it's not that.
No. You're going to get home, you're going to have like a cross-shaped fucking thing in your head. Your mom's going to be like, what happened? You're like, Jesus, Mom. Jesus found me.
No, it's... This one's pretty thick, the beanie. But I have thought about it. I'm worried it's going to fall out. This thing's $10.
Dude, beanies are... Or I mean, not beanies. Fucking pins are expensive. Yeah, fuck that.
Fucking box lunch pins are fucking expensive.
Lights just turned off. Yeah, fuck that pitch. I don't have reasons to have pins. I don't have backpacks that I use or anything like that.
Yeah, man. I lost... I almost lost one. From my those wrestling boxes I used to get.
Oh yeah.
And those things are there's only 500 of them like shipped in the whole world. So I almost shitted a baby when I lost one, because I was like, dude, this is fucking one off shit. Like,
you should sell those things. See how much they're worth.
That's such a niche thing. Like, it's not worth too much.
There's always nerds like you that want to collect shit.
But
I should see how some of these pops I have sitting around are worth. If they're worth anything.
Shit. What do you got?
You got a... I wonder if Hanzo or Genji are worth anything.
We'll see right now.
Got Angel, Buffy. I got... Scarlet Spider I don't think is worth anything. Try to make more room. I have too much shit. In the process of decorating now and organizing, I have a lot of shit.
Take him to that place in the mall.
They're going to be like 50 cents for him.
He does good.
Hey, fucking taking things to those people. Those fucking people always molest you. Like, I went and took all those games to GameStop, and they're like, here's 35 cents and a soft, soft handshake. I'm like, get the fuck away from me.
When we did go over there,
That was fucking...
They played
retarded
with your ass for sure, dude.
Yeah, man, I was a little pissed. Oh, I was a lot pissed. How about that? And they, like, ask you for your fingerprint. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Dude... Yeah, you just got accepted to a draft, man. I've never had to do that.
I'm like, a fingerprint. You see a dude with tattoos weird now, and you're like, oh, man, we can't trust these guys. He's probably stole it from someone. Take his fingerprints.
That was interesting. I never heard of that.
Anyways, that's it, ladies and gents. See you guys next Monday, right?
Next
Any
Monday?
Last words?
Yeah.